I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced the preliminary results of a chronic wasting disease deer and predator study that should interest deer hunters across the region. I'll share the basic results when we return.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR last week presented the primary results of the Southwest Wisconsin Chronic Wasting Disease Deer and Predator Study. The point of the study was to determine how CWD affects deer populations. Fieldwork for the project kicked off in 2016 and took place in northern Iowa, Dane, and Grant counties in south-central Wisconsin. The area was selected because it's the region where CWD was first detected in the Badger State way back in 2002. The disease has maintained a high prevalence in the area in recent years. What did the study show? Well, the annual survival probability for a deer is much higher if it's not infected with CWD. The study showed that uninfected does have an 83% chance of surviving from 1 year to the next. Bucks had a 69% chance. But if they were infected with CWD, those levels dropped to 41% in does and a mere 17% in bucks. The DNR says the conclusion is simple. CWD substantially reduces deer survival rates and suppresses deer population growth. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.